The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance on News Talk.
Contributor to the show, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast, Stephanie Regan. But instead of giving us advice on cheating partners or relationship sabbaticals, she's joining us now to tell us about the challenges that she has faced with vertigo. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
We're also joined in studio by Leslie Lowe of Ballsbridge Physiotherapy Clinic, not psychotherapy, physiotherapy clinic, and we'll see how the two are related in
Indeed.
A moment. So, Stephanie, let's start with you. When did you get vertigo?
Got vertigo in sort of the middle of August this year. And
Symptoms?
Well, really just a simple feeling of unsteadiness when I stood up. Not necessarily when I stood up quickly, just when I stood up. A sense, the nearest thing I could describe it to was that feeling of seasickness. You know, where you feel you kind of have to correct yourself and you're thinking, why am I doing that? So not so much a spinning, which a lot of people talk about, but for me, it was just that sense of unsteadiness. So very quickly then, you feel less confident standing up, walking around. You feel you need somebody near you.
And you'd be a tennis player.
So and I am a tennis.
Not good on the court, that rather, feeling.
It's the exact sport that you couldn't look. Maybe there's loads of sports you couldn't do with vertigo. But in, you know, in tennis, above all else, you look left, you look right. You do that all the time.
So you went to a doctor?
Exactly. So I was in London, actually, when it happened. So I went to a kind of an on-call doctor quickly. And she was very good and immediately said, oh, it's vertigo. And I was kind of relieved, to be honest, because
I thought it could be blood pressure.
And I just had my son's wedding. So it was, you know, definitely had been a busy time. And so she diagnosed it, obviously, correctly. And then I came home and I thought, well, I'll be sensible, go to my own doctor. And went to my own doctor. And she said, I think very wisely, she said, maybe take an antibiotic anyway, if it's an inner ear infection, blah, blah. And then after that, so that kind of worked, but symptoms didn't go away. Then I had two more weeks, went back and was put on what they call CERT, I think it's CERC or CERT, and I was on that really for about 6 weeks, no improvements particularly. So I really had a kind of an 8 week period where, and this is not in any way negative towards my doctors who did all, I think, what are the usual things. I just then, when I finally got around to finding some of the solution, I realised, my goodness, people don't really talk a lot about this opportunity to go and deal with it in another way.
Now, what was the, who told you there might be another way?
Well, I have given total credit to a tennis girl who said to me, go over there to the girl in Sutton Physio. She sorted me out in one go. And I kind of thought, oh, I'm hanging my hat here on something that's not going to work. But look, hell, I'll do it.
You thought this was quackery.
Well, yeah, I wasn't sure because, I mean, I go to physios all the time for different things. You know, you've pulled your back, you've hurt your arm, whatever. But, I mean, I just didn't think of it in any way. And I thought, OK, hell, look, you know, what have I to lose here? Over I went, met this absolutely gorgeous Karuna Pradam, who is a physio there of Indian origin and, of course, lovely, lovely healing clinical kind of way about her. In 10 minutes, she had explained to me exactly what was going wrong. She had really given me an understanding of it and, of course, the relief factor of that. Then she did this maneuver, which is the treatment, which obviously Leslie will explain much better than me. But it sounds like, you know, you have to hang out of the roof, but it's actually rather simple, if very detailed and particular.
Yeah.
And in 10 minutes, I would say I had an 80% improvement.
My goodness.
Yes.
So you walked out of there without this feeling of...
Yes, absolutely. Now, it sustains, you know, it takes time, sure. Like a bouncing ball. It takes time for it to stop. But she was able to count it, like the delay in my inner system responding to my outer signals. She could actually measure that delay. And she measured it between the first, second and third time I did the maneuver. And it went from, you know, to say 60% the first time to 80%. You know, to sort of 85%. Yeah. Unbelievable
and now,
improvement.
That was August when it started.
Correct.
And you eventually found this therapy.
Yes.
How is it now?
It is gone now.
Gone, completely.
But it is only gone since December, beginning of December.
Okay.
And yesterday I played my first game of tennis. So it's timely to be doing this now. So I'm just
so before coming
super
into
keen.
Us, you had to test.
I had to I felt it was important to test. Yes, exactly.
Now, listening to all of this is Leslie Lowe of Ballsbridge Physiotherapy Clinic. Now, Leslie, tell us why it works with some vertigo and not with others. There are different kinds.
Yes, so there's different kinds of vertigo. So the vertigo we're talking about here is called BPPV, and it's actually a more of a mechanical mechanism where there is calcium crystals within your inner ear and they become dislodged and get into a very sensitive part of the ear. So when you move your head at all, it basically brings on quite severe symptoms. So Stephanie had quite a mild case. It can be anywhere to very severe, where you can have really bad nausea, vomiting, the whole lot, and lots of spinning.
So what are the other kinds that are treated with the drugs?
So the other kinds would be things like Meniere's disease. Then you'd have labyrinthitis, vestibular neuritis. You could have a hypofunction, which basically means one ear isn't functioning. And that can be after an infection, things like that.
So basically, all of those conditions are treated with medicines of some kind?
No, they're also treated with physio, but they are basically more exercise based and they would take longer to fix than the BPPV.
But some of them, can they only be treated with drugs?
Meniere's is the only one that doesn't really work with physio.
Okay.
The rest can.
So explain what kind of physio that Stephanie was using. What is the exercise?
So it's a maneuver, basically, where we move the head in a very specific way by lying you back with your head over the edge of the bed and turning your head in a series of movements. And we repeat that then several times, basically, to move these little calcium crystals, which are absolutely microscopic, out of that canal and into basically a less sensitive part of the ear.
So we this is not a sort of magic. We understand precisely the physiological mechanism.
Oh, yeah. It's been around for years.
Yeah.
OK. Why do so few people know about this?
Well, this is what I found extraordinary, Pat, because, you know, and it's probably important to say that once the physiotherapist does the maneuver and shows you exactly how to do it, you obviously go home a lot. In my case, I was sort of prescribed, if you like, to go home and do that twice a day, every day for a week, once a day, every day for a week, you know, keep it going to really get this to really settle down. So why do people not know about it? I was really shocked because I don't think you think of going to a physio with the kind of symptoms that I had. And I think it's really what we're doing here and certainly what I want to do. I said, I just want everyone to know that there is another way when you have this, because people have, I've heard even in the week, you know, as I said to people, I'm going to talk about this on Thursday, people saying to me, you know, oh, I have a friend and she's gone north to try and find a vestibular physio. So it's really just to put it out there and maybe to ask doctors to really always give that option to people.
Now, Leslie, do all physios know about this?
No. So it is a specific cohort that are trained in this separately. So I suppose it's continued professional development, if you like. So some people would have a special interest in it.
Okay, some of the questions coming in. Does this particular therapy work on tinnitus?
No.
No.
Tinnitus is the ringing in the ears, buzzing in the ears, so no.
Can vertigo be part of long COVID? I had severe dizziness when I had COVID, and now I get dizziness every so often on its own. It's really debilitating. I bounce against walls. I cannot walk straight. That's from Fiona in Dublin.
Yes, absolutely. So there's been a massive body of evidence that's come out that specifically, vertigo has been related to long COVID, and it is treated with vestibular rehab, so more the exercise-based rehab.
Yeah.
And it's quite successful.
Okay, because it's not saying that these particular people with long COVID have more of these crystals.
No, it's the other type of vertigo. So COVID can actually attack the hair cells in the inner ear, which is what happens.
Which is what a lot of conventional vertigo is. I mean, I knew someone who got vertigo very quickly, and suddenly was actually vomiting in the car.
Yes.
Couldn't even stop and get out in time.
It can be really debilitating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the message, go on, Stephanie.
Yeah, and I suppose I was just going to say, even though I was interested when you said, Leslie, mine was mild, and it is mild, I mean, in comparison to all the things that people can have. But what I thought was interesting was how it disabled my life, you know, and I'm quite a fit person. And you know, and I could see, you know, if you were a more gentle kind of person than I, you would, or more fearful perhaps, you would find yourself housebound very, very quickly. And so bad for the confidence. So it's really important that people get it dealt with. And I think when Leslie mentioned about it's a kind of a fine area of their profession. I mean, all areas, you know, all professions have that add-on kind of treatment. But this is fully researched. This is fully validated. Important for people to know.
And Leslie, is it in any way age related or could this happen to anybody?
Yes. So 9% of people over 60 will suffer vertigo. So very age related.
So it is age related.
Yes, but younger people can get it as well.
But, you know, people who might be resigned because they're of a certain age, I'll never get this fixed.
Yeah, they don't have
to live with it. It works for everybody.
It works for everybody, and it really decreases their risk of falls, which is quite important as you get older. If you get a fall, you know, it really is quite detrimental to your general health.
I'm looking at the HSE advice on vertigo here in front of me. Mm-hmm. And it's easing vertigo. Do lie still in the dark room to reduce the spinning. Move your head carefully and slowly when you do your usual daily activities. Sit down straight away when you feel dizzy. Turn on the lights if you get up at night. Use a walking stick if you're at risk of falling. Sleep with your head slightly raised on two or more pillows. Get out of bed slowly and sit on the edge of the bed for a while before standing up. Try to relax. Anxiety can make it worse. Don't bend over to pick up things. Squat to lower yourself instead. Do not stretch your neck, for example, when you reach for a higher shelf.
Mm-hmm.
No mention of this therapy.
No. No, and no mention either.
But there is vestibular physios within the HSE.
Yeah. And they should be pushing that.
Yeah.
They should be pushing that. And the other is that afterwards, what I found fabulous was they also, the physio also gives you the sort of many sort of exercises to improve your balance and to correct this adaptation that has happened in your brain over time. And it's something really, if we want to talk about the over 60s, that over 60 people should probably be looking at anyway, which is doing this kind of balance training. Anyway, I'm just here to say, do it. And you've got a vestibular physio at hand.
The message is out. Thank you very much. Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist, co-host of the Tough Love podcast, and Leslie Lowe of Ballsbridge Physiotherapy. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance on News Talk.